We're talking today with Ernie Carpenter, former West County Supervisor, seeking to get into that seat once again after 16 years off, was it, Ernie?
About 15.
So what on earth has possessed you to get into this again?
Well, I looked at the Board of Supervisors, and I didn't like what I saw, particularly in the area of land use. I think they've circled their wagons down there in a way that does not help the people of the district or the county. We spent a lot of years getting a land use form here in this county that works well. And when I see that the incumbent was a swing vote on Dutra to put an asphalt plant in a biotic area, and when I saw that they would amend the general plan to put a 45-foot tall winery in the middle of a residential neighborhood, it caught my attention. And that led me to looking at some of the other votes of the board, and we worked hard to end gravel mining in the river, for instance. And then not only did they allow SIAR to go back into the river, but they amended the ordinance so that the permit is for 15 years. So there's some change down there that I don't like, that I do not think will serve the district in the long run.
Now, the district that you're representing or have represented in the past is more urban than it used to be. Does that change how you approach what you're doing?
Well, it certainly does. On one level, it creates an urban-rural split. But on another level, it's easier to get to folks who are in town. I've been walking so far. I've hit 1,500 doors, and by the time this is over, I'll hit another 1,500. So I've been talking to people on the stump, and that's been very profitable. One of the other things, basically, are roads. Our roads are pitiful, and supervisors used to be road commissioners. So when I looked at the budget, I saw where they were spending $1 million on the campus down there to beautify it, but they're letting the roads literally go to rubble. And the incumbent supported I guess it's a policy at this point to let certain roads go to rubble, and that's just not right.
Speaking of the budget, the foremost concern for a great many people has to do with the pension question. And a lot of this dates back to the time when you were on the board, when some of these policies were put in place that are coming back to complicate matters today. What would you change?
Well, actually, those things happened in 2003 and 2004, in the middle of the, shall we say, the Boone era that collapsed. And I think the county kind of went the way of Wall Street, and they made some investments and did some things and gave away some benefits that they couldn't afford. So really, you're going to have to go to a two-tier system to correct that. The benefits of yesterday won't be the benefits of tomorrow. I appreciate the struggle the board has had. They've cut $100 million in the budget, but at the same time, out of $1.2 billion, we can find a way to fix the roads. And if I have a complaint on the pension process, they're moving way too slowly. Some of the cities have already begun to address this. They've had a report on their desk now for almost a year. And it tells them what to do, and most of those things can be implemented, but you have to go to the table and negotiate it, and they're still processing when they ought to be getting down to brass tacks.
If you're successful in winning re-election, you would become, in effect, the institutional memory of the county on the board. Most of the top administrators are fairly new. The senior supervisor would be a second-term sitting position. How important do you think that is? How much of a case do you make for that as part of your campaign?
Well, I think it's very important, and I have made a case out of that. They've lost institutional memory. The department heads have left. The senior member of the board now will have 4 years' experience, and so far they haven't proven that they've learned that much. I think it's important to get someone down there who can reorient government back towards serving the needs of the neighborhoods and the people, and not just beautifying the campus and doing a handshake and a good smile, but really can roll up their sleeves and tackle problems.
Quickly, in the little bit of time we have left, what's your take on the Clean Power Initiative?
I support the Clean Power Initiative. It doesn't pencil out. I've gone so far as to understand how they can make it pencil out. They shouldn't buy long-term power from PG&E. That will be very expensive and make it not work. What they have to do with that program is get solar panels on every commercial building in this county that can take them and buy the energy there. That power is going to become cheaper over time. The more you get solarization of these commercial buildings, the cheaper it'll be and the more power you can buy, and that's the only way it's going to work.
Ernie Carpenter is seeking re-election after an interval to the 5th District seat on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.